Into the White, Alan Lockie and the Courage of the Cairngorms Rescue. In November 1971, amid the brutal winter conditions of Scotland's Cairngorm Mountains, a rescue mission unfolded that would become one of the most remarkable examples of courage, skill and teamwork in British search and rescue history. At the heart of that mission was one of our own blind veterans, Lieutenant Alan Lockie, Royal Navy, whose calm, leadership and flying ability helped save a life against overwhelming odds. The story is vividly captured in a chapter of a yet-to-be-published aviation autobiography by Philip Shaw, who was Lockie's young co-pilot during the operation. Shaw's account is not just a record of events, but a tribute to Alan Lockie's consummate flying skills, calm and steady character, and quiet courage in the face of extreme danger. The mission began when a group of eight, two experienced mountain leaders and six teenagers, failed to return from a trek in the Cairngorms. As Shaw recounts, the weather was very bad with heavy snowfalls and high winds. Conditions rapidly deteriorated into a deadly mix of blizzards, freezing temperatures and near zero visibility. Search teams on the ground struggled, and the decision was made to deploy a Royal Air Force Whirlwind helicopter to assist. Soon after, Shaw and Lockie's crew joined the effort in a Royal Navy Sea King helicopter. Shaw, then inexperienced in mountain rescue flying, was thrust into a situation unlike anything he had faced before. Lockie, however, remained entirely composed and confident. Shaw recalls, "My pilot and captain was the delightful and gentle Lieutenant Alan Lockie, and we were all very fortunate to have such a steady character leading us that day." Reaching the mountains proved the first major challenge. The aircraft had to navigate beneath a thick blanket of low cloud, flying very low to maintain visual contact with the ground. "Under no circumstances could we afford to enter the cloud," Shaw writes, citing the deadly risks of icing and disorientation. Lockie guided the aircraft through winding valleys and over frozen terrain, making constant decisions to keep the crew safe while pressing forward with the mission. When they reached the search area, the situation grew even more perilous. Turbulence battered the helicopter, and visibility dropped further as snow showers intensified. Shaw describes the conditions as truly evil, extreme conditions. I had never experienced anything like it. Yet throughout, Lockie's calm demeanour never faltered. His steady presence helped anchor the crew, particularly Shaw, who admits, "I was way out of my comfort zone." At one point, the crew inadvertently entered a whiteout, every pilot's nightmare. Shaw recalls the moment vividly. "For the first and last time, we ended up in the cloud, in whiteout conditions of zero visibility." Now that was scary. In that instant, Lockie's training and instinct took over. Alan immediately but calmly pulled in the power, went onto instruments and climbed up and away from the high ground. It was a decisive action that likely saved the aircraft and everyone on board. Despite the danger, Lockie persisted. The mission took a critical turn when Flight Sergeant George Bruce of the RAF Kinloss Mountain Rescue Team joined the effort. Using his intimate knowledge of the terrain, Bruce guided the helicopter deeper into the mountains, even stepping out onto the snow to lead them on foot when visibility became too poor. Lockie then performed one of the most delicate manoeuvres in aviation, hover taxiing the helicopter just above the ground, following Bruce through the storm. Shaw describes the extraordinary feat. Alan very carefully and skillfully hover taxied just above the snow-covered ground, following very close behind George, invisibility down to a mere 10 to 15 metres at times. It was flying at the very edge of possibility, requiring immense concentration, trust and precision. After a painstaking climb through the mountains, they reached the site near Curran Shelter. Tragically, most of the group had perished, buried in the snow. But one teenager, Raymond Leslie, had survived. Suffering severely from hypothermia and frostbite, he was in urgent need of evacuation. The rescue itself was swift but critical. Shaw and another crew member helped bring Raymond on board before Lockie lifted the helicopter out of the mountains. Shaw noted the urgency. "We took off with as much haste as the conditions would allow, and once clear of the cloud, flew at maximum speed." Raymond survived, thanks in no small part to the skill and determination of Alan Lockie and the crew. Throughout Shaw's account, what stands out is not just Lockie's technical ability, but his character. In an environment defined by fear and uncertainty, he remained unflappable. Shaw reflects, "The seemingly imperturbable and calming influence from Alan filled the chasm of my insecurity and fear. It is a powerful testament to leadership under pressure, quiet, steady, and deeply reassuring." Today, Alan Lockie is a blind veteran, having been registered with a sight impairment in 2022 with age-related macular degeneration in both eyes. His actions during the Cairngorms rescue mission exemplify the very best of service: a willingness to face danger head-on, to protect others, and to lead with calm determination when it matters most. This has now evolved into a new form of quiet strength for Alan as he learns to live independently with sight loss. Philip Shaw has written this record of the story in large part to give Alan Lockie the long-delayed recognition that he deserves for his outstanding flying performance and bravery on that day. Shaw went on to have a long, varied and exciting flying career himself and continues to fly to this day.